Amen. Hallelujah. I want to answer some questions. I want to share with you tonight. There was a couple things Apostle said, and one thing I just wanted to add to what he said and just kind of just continue with. Amen. Also, if there's anything that also was said, was there's any questions, anything on that, I want to give space for that. Amen? Yes? Oh, no. I guess he did. But I love to hear from everybody. Amen, if anybody has. But it was amazing. Amen? Was it good to you? It was amazing to me. And the thing that blessed me so much was it brings into accountability that sometimes, unfortunately, in the church, and this is what the church has dropped the ball, is we've come to a place where that, you know, you get saved. You just get saved. And then what happens is sometimes we kind of just embrace that, which is beautiful. Amen. It's beautiful, our salvation. But the problem is, what happened is we understand that the Scripture talks about something more with an understanding that our spirit is born again. Amen? But we stop at that place without understanding the depth of the rest of it. And tonight I want to talk about salvation, that there are two places that we got to understand that our salvation in God is the position that we have in Him is when we're born again, our spirit is born again. That's our position. Amen? It doesn't change in God's eyes. Come on, amen? That when you're saved, man, God just takes hold of that. But the problem is, what happens is people take that and then they sit down. And I want you to know that we can see all through the Scripture, one after the other, and just by me beginning to write some Scriptures down about it, I was overwhelmed how that sometimes we miss that mark. Amen? Sometimes we miss that mark with that understanding that it's also, positionally, we are saved, but there's a progressive, amen, I wrote this down, practical and progressive salvation, amen? That's why Paul said to work out your salvation. Okay, so what is declaring is, here it is, here's this investment from God that He's placed in you. You're born again. You are saved in Him, sanctified. But what happens is we have to understand there's a working out of us what God has deposited within us. To work out of our lives. Amen? It's not working to something, it's working out of something. Working from what He did. Amen? From what He did. The resurrection, from the understanding of what He did for our salvation and how He did that. It's working out of our lives through daily experience, through daily things that we go through things that we face. It's that salvation working out of our lives that makes it so alive. And that's what we have to understand. This is practical understanding that the church kind of doesn't teach it enough. They just teach that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart and you shall be saved. Amen. We believe that. Amen. You confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, you shall be saved. But I want you to know there's a working out of that place where that you believe that, you confess it by faith, but there is something you're working out of. That's working out of your lives. We all know that when we're in the world, that you begin to progressively sin. You begin to add on things. Come on, amen. You know how that works in your lives? How that, you know, one thing upon another thing that keeps greater in our lives, that old nature, that sinful nature can compound. I want you to know that just like salvation, when it's deposited in our lives, when we're saved, there's a working out where that we become righteous. Amen. We become the righteousness of God. See, He wants us to work out everything that He's invested. And we stop and we think our salvation is so valuable in a sense that this moment that I have on the earth is to work out the salvation that He died on the cross for. So there's a working out of my life that, guess what? By that working out of my life, you are bearing, taking hold of the fruit of that. Let me just give you a couple scriptures here. Let me see. Matthew 21. I'm going to read this. I'm going to give you some scriptures just so you can believe me. You can write these down, whatever you want to do. 21:18. Listen, it says, and when he saw the fig tree in the way, remember that? When he saw the fig tree and he came to it and he found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let not fruit grow on it henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. Now, I want you to see there wasn't no fruit on it. Now, he's talking about the children of Israel. And he's giving this demonstration that here he is. He's present for them. And they're not bearing any fruit. Amen. Their lives aren't bearing any fruit. That they're just like, unfortunately, they are the children of God. But they're not bearing anything from that. Nothing is working out of their lives. And I want you to know this. See, that is a dangerous place that we don't want to be at. Where that we're not bearing fruit of what was deposited within our lives. From that seed. From what came forth. That ultimately we need to bear what was deposited in our lives. And so let me show you, give you an example. That Jesus Christ is my example to see how I am as a son. And it is my identity that I can take hold of how God sees me as a child of God, as a son of God. That is the fruit of what I'm to bear on the earth. Not just some other day. And Apostle made some statements, and some of them, it sounded kind of, might sound tough to some people. They think that the progression that I have in God here on earth, that we think sometimes that once I go to heaven, that something's going to change after the fact. Come on. Amen. Did you hear that? But that goes against the scriptures. Because what he's saying is, I've placed in you everything that you need to overcome in the world. Everything. Amen. To overcome in the world what you need to overcome. I've placed it in you. So bear my fruit. Amen. So bear my fruit. So this is why we have to understand of taking serious all that God has placed within us. And letting that develop in our lives towards one another. Amen. How important it is to reflect that and express that and work it out. Well, it's so hard to love this or that person. That's why it's called working out your salvation. Because some things don't want to work out of you. Amen. Some things just don't want to work. Sometimes we want to be rebellious or just, I don't feel like doing that. And not letting it work out of our lives. Fears and doubts and all those different things. But we are called. This Holy Spirit is empowering us. And the more we reach on to God, the more we respond to that, then that's working out of our lives. And then we become vibrant church, a powerful church, a live church. Amen. Excited about God. Amen. Alive in Him. And you just think about it and just something stirs in your heart. That's what God wants you to flow out of our lives. Because without that, it hurts His heart. See, because He's invested in everything in us to let that work out of our lives. Here. Not just some other day, but now. And we begin to work that out of our lives so we come into perfection in Him. Amen? Because without that, we don't really know who we are. We really don't. We struggle with who we are, not letting that work out of our lives. We struggle. We act like something else. He says that when we act that other way, what we begin to do, you literally have to raise your old nature out of the grave. When you act the way you're not supposed to, that's literally what you're doing because you're a brand new man. Old things are passed away. So you literally have to raise that old nature out of the grave to do the things that aren't of God. Amen? And what happens is, as we begin to let that work out, salvation work out of our lives progressively, it becomes natural. It becomes something that we respond to. It's second nature. It's something we just do. You just learn to love. You learn to have peace in situations. You learn to be able to say, like Kelly said, that I'm okay even if I'm not okay. See, that wasn't something that came overnight with Paul. And sometimes people get frustrated. They're like, well, that's not my... Yes, it can be as you let it work out of your lives. That you can stand in the midst of situations. Say it's okay even though it's not okay. I'm all right even though it's not all right. And that's progressive. That's progressive. Amen? So let me give you these scriptures. I'm going to read something. Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's not just the Spirit of Christ, but also the soul of Christ that the world needs. Amen? Many do not understand progression of salvation, which we will see here, these scriptures. We begin to receive by being born again in the Spirit. We must then continue, say continue, in the real faith to bear fruit of the Spirit of our soul, which is our mind and our will and our emotions. That's the problem that we have. Our spirit's good, amen? But it's our will and our emotions that are being saved, that are working out of us. So that our emotions, man, that's a big, come on, amen? Our emotions are being saved, that God wants to sanctify our emotions. And that's where most people struggle in their lives, in their emotions and their will. But God's saving that. Amen? We need to give Him place. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Notice the fullness of salvation, the end of our faith. The end of our faith, not the beginning. Wherefore also we are able to save, this is Hebrews 7:25, to save to the uttermost. To save to the uttermost. So there is to save to the uttermost. You have a positional salvation, but there is a saving to the uttermost. That means depth within you, deep within you, from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. Your soul, your will, your emotion, and your body. Amen? And our body, my body, needs saved. Needs renewed in Christ. Amen? Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So there's an understanding that we know that we are saved positionally, but we're hoping for to come into perfection in Him that we hope for. That's faith, the evidence of things not seen. Come on, sometimes we don't see it in us. Amen? See, that's why we have to understand our relationships with one another. Sometimes people are working out their salvation. We have to give people room to work out their salvation. Amen? We really do. We say, I can't believe they're acting this way or that way. Listen, you worry about you. Amen? Come on, we have to worry about ourselves. Because it's so easy to worry about the salvation of somebody else. Of where they are, positionally. But we got to remind ourselves, they are positioned in Christ. They might not always be acting like it. The evidence of things not seen. Amen? But we believe that we shall be saved through grace. We believe that we shall be saved. We shall be saved through grace. Grace, that means God's empowering all that God has, empowering you to do it. Say it's capable. Believe it or not. The disciples looked at one another and said, wonder who could be saved? And Jesus says, with man, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. So we have to recognize, is letting God work out of our lives. And as we walk in that, as we begin to walk in that, then that's the place where we begin to hear from God greater. See things in God. Our emotions. Amen. Because listen, our emotions are trained in certain areas. Reactionary. But when you're a new man, a new creation, those emotions change. Amen. They're moved by the Spirit and not by the flesh. And then you're strengthened. It just comes alive. But what happens is we have to teach this with the understanding that when you get saved, there's a progression. Amen? Because some people say, oh, I'm good. Boom. I'm set. I'm set. I'm good to go. Well, there's a reality of that isn't God. But The truth of the matter is there is a saving grace that's happening in our lives. That God wants us to see, this is God's plan. That God can work through you. That you can experience Him. That you come into this relationship. The things that you face together. The things that you go through together, that you walk and you learn to trust Him. And it's working through your lives. And that relationship that you get, you can't buy it. You only learn it through experience, through relationship, through letting Him work in your lives. And He's beginning to change your emotion. You're like, man, I don't react the way I used to. I remember I first got saved, man. I'd be around guys and they'd say, why aren't you swearing anymore? How come you're not cussing like you used to? Or they would see the things. You're not bothered by this? You're not bothered by me getting high in front of you? You don't want any? No. You see, I mean, I want you to see that God begins to change your emotion, begins to work things out of your lives. And others see it. That's the fruit of God working through your lives. Am I right? Who, by the power of God... This is in 1 Peter 1:5. Who, by the power of God, are guarded through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. To manifest our salvation, our faith must be in word, not man's wisdom, or what we believe in vain. By which also we are saved, if hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except you believe in vain. The manifestation of salvation must not be neglected, or we will bear no fruit. If we neglect it, the salvation of God coming out of our life. You can't bear fruit other than letting God work out of your lives. You can't. You could be a tree. Come on, the children of Israel, everybody else, they looked at this is religion. This is what it looked like. It's got all these leaves, but it never bore fruit. You see, that's the heart of God for you to bear fruit, that He partakes of it. See, listen, do you remember the scripture says that He says, when I was in prison, you visited me. When I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty. And they said, we never did that. See, the powerful thing is this. When others partake of that fruit, you feed Him. You're feeding Him. He's partaking of that fruit. Amen? Do you see that? So He's desiring for you to bear that fruit. It's His heart to do that. Do you think that He doesn't want to empower you to do that? If He puts it upon us to bear fruit, He's empowered us to do it. It's able. It's capable. Amen? But it takes steps. It takes us to step out in faith. It takes us to begin to practice it. Amen? All right. This is the thing. I have these couple scriptures of understanding positional salvation. And then I have some scriptures on progressive or practical salvation. Amen? That means that thing that's working out of your lives. That we understand that positionally in Him, I am saved. Amen? In God's eyes, through Christ, I can't get any more saved than I am. But there's something working out of me progressively to manifest who He is, the reality of it. Amen? All right, let's look at these scriptures. I'm going to try to give these to you real quick. Romans 6:6. But brother... was that it? Yeah. Romans? Oh, that's wrong scripture. There it is. I got it. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin any longer. Amen? So positionally, I am dead in Christ. Amen? I am dead. So we can understand that we understand the powerful example of baptism, where that you are placed under, amen, where that as you go down, amen, you are dead, and when you come back up, you're alive in God. Now, we can understand positionally that when I'm born again, I have went down. I'm no longer my old nature, but I'm brand new. But we can understand that when you go down, what are you going down into? When you go down into the, you're going into water, right? Water speaks of the Word. The washing of the Word. So that old man is washed away by what? The Word. So there's something progressive with this understanding. Positionally, I'm brand new. But we can understand by going down, washed away. What washes away? The Word of God. The Word of God in our lives. Amen? Makes us anew. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. These are positional. And such we were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of God. Amen? So that's my position. 2 Corinthians 5. 4, important to see these scriptures and understand. I don't want to do anything outside of God's Word. Amen? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things, say all things, have become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself in Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit in belief of the truth. Salvation through sanctification. Say sanctification. God is sanctifying us. Amen? He says through sanctification. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of the Father. Say, it's done. It is finished in God's eyes. Amen? But what we do is partake of that finished product. We partake of it. Daily. Daily. Amen? Amen. All right. Now let's look at the practical salvation. 1 Corinthians. Let me just say this too, for your own sake. If you read and understand this, because sometimes you read Romans and you're not sure, like, sometimes if you read it, it's kind of like, okay, what's he trying to say here? There's a theme here. Romans 11, amen, speaks about our position in salvation in God. Romans 12 talks about practical salvation, sanctification, God working out of our lives because of our position. The only way we can have that is by the position of it, but then it becomes practical where it's working out of us. Because we can all, come on, we got to be real. We got to understand. How do we get there? It's just a position we save like that, just like that. Man, you're brand new. But yet there's a working out of us. We have to get that. We have to understand that. We have to know that. And what I want you to see and understand that it's me helping you. It's you helping one another. Listen, we got to say to ourselves that I can't do this by myself. We need one another. You remember last week? I was like, what is that? Remember last week or 2 weeks ago on a Saturday night that God spoke to my heart that before we partake of the body of Christ in communion, to partake of the body. Now, because of the position we have with Him, gives me the ability to partake of the body. We have to understand that salvation, our salvation, working out of us, can only happen when we come together. I need you. Listen to me. The farther I've walked with God, the closer I get to Him, I realize how much I need you. Come on. How much I need you to come into perfection. Not only the challenges you put in my life, that I look at one another and say, oh, it'll drive me crazy. You're bringing out of me what's in me to come out. See, the enemy wants to use it for evil, but God's using that challenge that you can bring to me. That, come on, I'm not saying any of you. Don't. But maybe the stubbornness that's in you. I'll take a bath because she's my sister. The stubbornness that's in her that she challenges me. She never does. But that challenges me. Listen to me. Do you know that's going to has opportunity to bring fruit out of my life? Praise God. And the response that is an opportunity for her to see how I respond to change her life. That she sees the way I respond to it. So you understand how this works? See, we need one another. This is valuable for us to understand how much we need one another. That I need you to work out of me. We need one another to work this out. We can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. We cannot do it ourselves. We have to rely on one another. The Bible says, confess. Confess one to another. Apostle talked about that when we confess something, then guess what? It's out in the open. I'm going to open my heart and tell you the truth, man. Your stubbornness is causing me hardship. I'm confessing to you. I get angry when you do that. It bothers me. Pray for me. Help me. You know, whatever that. You see what I'm saying? Now it's out there. It's not hidden in my heart. It's not something I'm bad. It's out there. I apologize for not, you know, whatever that is. You know what I'm saying? That we ask that. You confess one to another. Confess one to another. Confess one to another. If I offended you, don't hold it in thinking you're just going to get over it or figure. No! Confess one to another. Talk to one another. Amen? We can't just walk away or give up. I want you to know that this is how we produce fruit right here together, one another in the church, the body of Christ. And we realize how valuable we are to one another. I am literally excited to come see you. I'm excited to come see you. I mean it. When I see your faces, when I see each one of you, I'm excited because I understand the reality. My salvation. Something's working out of me. The challenge you put in my life causes Christ to rise up in my life. So don't look at those challenges and think, oh, this is for the glory of God. Amen? Where was I at? What's that? 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. How did I get there? 9:24. I just got a couple of these scriptures. I want to give you these ones here. Know ye not that they which run a race, say run a race. Running a race. Say I'm not there. I want you to know that he showed me on the finish line, shows me there. Shows me finished in Christ. He showed me, he says, this is where you're to be, at the finish line, Christ seated on the right hand of the Father. Now that race is before you. See, do you see the value of us progressing and working this out of us? Here it is, right here. This is where I want you to get to. Positionally, it's yours, but you got to run a race. See, that's what happens. Sometimes we get saved and we just sit on our laurels and we don't walk it out. And he says, run the race. Run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you might obtain. That you might obtain. Every man that striveth the mastery of the temper obtain corruptible crown, but we obtain an incorruptible crown. And therefore, so run, not as a necessity to fight, I not as one that beateth in the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. Listen, what he's saying is that this thing's working out of my life. I'm running this race. Amen. I'm running this race. What race are we running for? Not for our salvation, but running the race, our salvation working up out of our lives. It is a race in this sense. You know what I mean? That there's something working out of us. Because remember, do you remember when you stand before Him and He says, "Well done, my faithful servant"? I have to question, how am I serving? Am I bearing fruit? That's what a servant does. Said he plants and he produces fruit. So I have to say that in my heart. Am I producing fruit? Is my life bearing that? Am I running the race with my whole heart? Am I hesitating? Am I standing back in line? Am I waiting for someone to go? Am I waiting for someone to do this for me or this or that? No, I am running the race. It's my race. When I stand before God, good and faithful servant, that's what we want Him to declare. You've run the race. You've everything that I've invested in you, come out of you. Those things that are there for you to overcome, you've overcome them. Your emotions did not overcome you. Your will did not overcome you. Come on, amen? Your desires didn't overcome you, but you overcame them in the Spirit. This is, so 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. This is Paul. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. I have run the course. Wow. That's Paul. So he's declaring something, that there's something practical working out of my life. That you're running this race. That it works out of you. I've run the course in my life. Henceforth, and he's not talking about a ministry. He's talking about his life that was set before him to win. Romans 6:18. Being then made free from sin, you become servants of righteousness. That we become, you become, say become. Doesn't happen overnight, but you become servants of righteousness. Amen? Romans 12, 14. Is that what it is? No, that's not it. I'm sorry. Galatians 2:20. I get excited sometimes when I write scriptures down. Wrong ones. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. You live by faith of the Son of God. He says, who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. Everything that he is, amen, is in me to come out of me. Amen? Remember we talked about this, that there are appearings of Christ? There shouldn't be just one appearing, but there should be a continual appearing of Christ in our lives every day. What is appearing in my life? Am I raising that old nature up, wondering why things are amiss? Why I'm struggling with things? Or is Christ appearing? Am I letting Him appear before you? For our wives, for our church members. We learn to do that. We let Him appear in our lives. 1 Thessalonians, two more scriptures. You believe that? Yes, you do. First Thessalonians 4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess your vessels in sanctification and honor, that you possess your vessel. Not your will, not your emotions. Come on, amen. That the Spirit of God possesses your vessel. Not other things possessing you. Because we do let things possess us. I want you to know that here's the thing that we got to understand. There are things that sometimes that possess us that we don't even... See, when we let the Spirit of God possess us, we begin to break away things, ties to our lives that we don't even know were there. But when we let our flesh do, there's things that possess us that we don't even realize were possessing us. We wonder why things happen certain ways, or why this happens and we're so frustrated about it, or whatever that is. And we're not led by the Spirit. There's something else that's leading us. So that's why it's so important that we let Christ work out of our lives, continue, that we don't just think it's just going to happen. I want you to know, practically, it's a practical reality that we have to work out. We have to. You got to dig down deep, amen? You got to get your work boots on. Now you're working for salvation, but you're working out of salvation. You're working out of what He did. We all getting this? You all get this? Because it's practical. And it becomes real, and it becomes vibrant, it becomes alive. Because God's working it with us. That's the beautiful thing about it. We look back and say, ah, God gets the glory when we rely on Him. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Second Peter 3:18. But grow in grace, and the knowledge of the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. To Him the glory now and forever. Amen. But grow in grace. Declaring to grow in grace. To grow in grace. Grow in God's ability to work in your life. Grow in it. Let it come forth out of your life. This is the scripture. Don't laugh at me. First Colossians, isn't it? Listen, if you continue, say if. If you continue in flesh, faith, grounded and settled in you. And be not moved away from hope of the gospel, which you have heard, in which you have been preached to every creature which is under heaven. Wherefore I am Paul, a minister, who now rejoice in the sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for the body's sake, which is in Christ. See, listen, everything that he went through, he related it, it's for you. Man. See, we're able to partake of fruit because guess what? He suffered. He went through those things that there was fruit able to. He worked out the salvation that was in his life. And because of that, we are able to partake of the fruit that Paul gave. So he's declaring, out of my life, you can partake of the fruit that's worked in my life. Nothing that I've done, but Christ working out of my life, you're partaking of Him. You're eating from Him. Wow. See, that's what God wants. God wants you to... Remember, He told His disciples... I'm going to end with this. He said, what did He say to Peter? Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Those are like the last few words that He said to them. And He said it three times. Remember, that's progressive. Remember, Apostle talked about that. There's three dimensions. There's dimension of our salvation. And He says, feed my sheep. He was declaring something. He says, well, how do I do that? Is letting Christ work out of your life. You feed my sheep. That they could partake of it. It's valuable that you do that. Feed my sheep. That was His heart. That you feed my sheep. Amen? There's a progressive manifestation. Last scripture is Philippians. I want you to remember this because I'm going to give you this. You all know what this is. I think you do. Being confident of this very thing, that He which began a work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That work that He began in you, saved, born again, He shall perform it. It's Christ working out of your lives. So I want Him to work out of my life, that you partake of Him. So I want you to know, because I'm accountable what comes out of my life, of my own vessel. And I want you to partake of Christ. Every action that I make, I want you to partake of Christ. Listen, I want you to know it's the littlest things. Today, you know, I thought it was powerful because the radio station, sometimes they play all different stuff, but the only radio station that could come in was K-Love. None of them came in. We're in a prison with all the guards, right? And there's no other music. No other music. I prayed this morning. I said, God, Lord, just give me opportunity with it. And all of a sudden, here's no other song. No other music would come in. They tried. I'm like, God, please continue. And the only music came on. So this whole time we're standing there in this place, as this is playing, man, song after song, I was like, oh, man, just hear this, this hope that's right there. It's permeating this place. It's real. It's alive. And it just touched my heart that here it is right here, that this becomes opportunity and moments in our lives that Christ is, I want you to know that He's looking to use you. Listen, the reason how you got saved and the way you came to the Lord was a person. Was a person. Someone led you to God. Someone offered Christ to you to accept Him. Someone had you confess Him as Lord and Savior, to believe in your heart. Somebody came to you. Somebody expressed it. Do you know every need that God has that you pray for comes? Apostle said that there's no money in heaven. It's right here. And God uses His fruit to feed His. There's a lot of needs that are out there that aren't being fulfilled. He's not being fed by the church the way that He should. And that only way it comes is through sanctification of our lives. Manifestation of letting it out of our lives. He's looking through all the earth for someone to pour out of Him, to come out, to run the race, faithful to Him. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank You. I praise You for Your Word. I pray to God, Lord, that we take hold of that, God, Lord, that we see the significance of You working out of our lives in the most beautiful way, God, Lord, that You are revealing the masterpiece that we're created in You to be, God, Lord, that others partake of this, that we produce fruit, to God, Lord, that we don't produce division, we don't produce negative things, but we produce life and power and strength and love and peace and joy. The fruits of the Spirit comes out of our lives because of its working out of us, God. Let us begin to take hold of that, God, in our hearts and walk it out and just participate in the body of what we have. Let us see the significance of one another that are in our lives. Right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless the body. Hug somebody.